I'm Jill Pasternak, and you're listening to Crossover.
Information, vegetable, animal, and mineral. I know the kings of England, and I quote the price historical from Marathon to Waterloo in order categorical. I'm very well acquainted to his matters mathematical. I understand equations both the simple and quadratical. About binomial theorem, I'm teeming with a lot of news. Oh, lot of news. Yes, with many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse. I'm very good at integral and differential calculus. I know the scientific names of beings animalculous. In short, in matters vegetable, animal, and mineral, I am the very model of a modern major general.
We've just heard I Am the Very Model of a Modern Major General from Gilbert and Sullivan's Pirates of Penzance. This a production that was done in Glyndebourne at the festival with the Pro Arte Orchestra, Sir Malcolm Sargent conducting, and George Baker, baritone. The Pirates of Penzance by Gilbert and Sullivan is the current production of the Bristol Riverside Theatre and will be running through April 28th. We'd like to welcome today a wonderful guest, truly an artist all round, Keith Baker. Welcome to Crossover.
Well, thank you so much.
I'm going to have to tell the audience more about that. You are very, very talented. To begin with, you're the artistic director of the Bristol Riverside Theatre. Is that correct?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that. What is the Bristol Riverside Theatre?
Well, the Bristol Riverside Theatre is located in Bristol, Pennsylvania. It is in its 26th season. We had a huge 25th anniversary celebration last year, which went extremely well. Great production of Gypsy with Tova Felcha, who came down to star in it for us. We do an enormously wide range of material, from Shakespeare to Gilbert and Sullivan, to major musicals, to contemporary plays. We have a new play reading series. We have musical concerts, four major musical concerts per year. Plus, we have a presented series of shows that are booked in from the outside, such as Chita Rivera was there last year, things like that, that fill our season. So we're open year-round and with great free parking, a wonderful, quaint town on the Delaware River. And everyone who comes to see it is always surprised at how beautiful it is there.
So your season is how long?
Well, the main stage season is from September through May, and then the concerts are June, July, and August, one each month, and then one over the holiday season. Then our presented shows are in between all of those all year long.
So can one get a program of all of these things that are happening?
It's on our website.
And what is that?
That's www.brtstage.org, brtstage.org.
Okay.
And you can find out everything that we're doing there on the website.
But what you're doing right now is this wonderful production of Gilbert and Sullivan. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I've been waiting a long time to do it. It's the Pirates of Penzance,
yes,
that everyone seems to have done in high school. At least they tell me when they come out of the come out of the performance and going into the performance. Everyone's very familiar with it. I chose it because it is one of the most accessible of the Gilbert and Sullivan pieces, and one of the ones that lends itself most easily to a musical theater approach. Rather than a strictly British operetta kind
of approach.
Which
it is.
Yes, certainly. Joe Papp did a production of it in New York in 1980 with Kevin Kline. And,
yes, well, that was very famous. I think Kevin Kline really made his name, although he's a brilliant, brilliant actor as well. But yes, that was, I do remember that.
Right. And one of the things that was most important about that production was how much fun it was. And it was very physicalized.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've done essentially the same sort of thing in terms of the production is very physical. It's very loose. It's very contemporary in its sound. We've mixed contemporary clothing with Victorian clothing. The orchestrations have been altered somewhat to include an electric guitar, electric bass, synthesized drums.
Well, that helps because it's a much smaller ensemble.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. But the whole tone of the piece is more of a musical theater piece than it is of an operetta.
And more current, I guess.
Very current. Yeah. Very current.
Because it is such a style. Stylistically, Gilbert and Sullivan is so... Well, perfect, you know, the way it is, but it is very serious. I mean, I don't think people realize, people find it funny, but they don't realize what goes into it. I mean, the articulation of the words even, and that's so terribly, terribly difficult, I think, and they're brilliant.
The thing I think that has struck me the most in working on this is the impeccable craftsmanship of the two of them. They just...
Oh,
there's nothing to fault about it.
No.
You don't really want to cut a word. I have taken out some of the very direct British references that just wouldn't play for us. But they're very few and far between. The material is so well done that I just found myself in admiration of them every day that we worked on it.
Now, in terms of the actors that you get, I mean, they have to sing, of course, for Gilbert and Sullivan, and act as well, and speak very clearly. This is an Equity production. All of your productions are Equity, is
absolutely
that right?
Absolutely, fully professional.
Which
Equity
means
productions.
That, of course, you have professional actors. Right. So they auditioned for these roles?
They did. I auditioned in New York and Philadelphia, as usual. Mm-hmm. A number of them come, in this instance, come from New York. But one of the hard things... to come by these days is the skills, the particular skills that are called for in Gilbert and Sullivan aren't called for many other places. And so it's hard to find actors who can sing in an almost virtuoso kind of
exactly.
manner,
mm-hmm.
Deal with the text and deal with the articulation, as you put it, of the words.
I mean, they're so, so important.
Very, very important. And yet at the same time, have a kind of highly physical, energetic spirit about him. Those are few and far between, and it took me a long time to cast this show. But I can't tell you how pleased I am. We have a fantastic cast from the ground up. From the ensemble members to the six young women who play the daughters of the Modern Major General mm. are simply jewels. I couldn't have done better if I
now,
tried.
Now, are these operatic? These are operatic roles, I mean, in the sense of the range,
yes.
aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, but we don't sing them in a fully operatic way. The feel is much more of musical theater, and yet the singers that I have sing the stuff perfectly.
But it's not slapstick. I mean,
it's
really fun and
absolutely
and very, very difficult. I don't think people realize it because you say Gilbert's, oh, that's fun, that's cute to listen to. But it says everything you've said is absolutely true. It's an art.
It is absolutely so. And, you know, in the Savoy Players mm-hmm. of years ago, I mean, there were people that made their entire careers, obviously, of just doing this, that this was material that was almost sacred to them.
Well, we do have, I think, also a Gilbert and Sullivan Players groups here throughout the area.
Right.
And they, of course, feel that way about it. But this is really on a professional level for you. You're utilizing the talents of artists that are, you know, they're actors and they're singers and so on. And they come down to Bristol from New York.
Oh, absolutely. And one of the things that we find at Bristol is that New York performers love to come because they're close to New York, but it's a vacation. Mm-hmm. They're on the Delaware. We have wonderful housing for them. They feel very comfortable here. They can get back to New York easily if they need to, for whatever reason, things like that. But they really enjoy coming. We're very fortunate that way.
So that you really have a very highly professional group and company.
Exactly.
And, of course, it's very accessible as well for people that live in this area. They can drive up there.
It takes 25 minutes from Philly.
Minutes. We know it as Hail, Hail, the Gang's All Here, but it's really With Cat-Like Tread, and it's from the Pirates of Penzance. We heard a performance of the chorus from the Glyndebourne Festival and Sir Malcolm Sargent conducting the Pro Arte Orchestra. So now, how long is this production running?
Through April 28th.
And after that, what is the plan? I mean, do you have another musical?
No, we're going right into rehearsals for Inherit the Wind. And Inherit the Wind closes the season, the main stage season. Then we go into our summer program.
So you have a variety of performances. In other words, it's not just musical. It's
exactly.
Not just drama. It's you just
right.
vary it.
Right.
What is the run usually?
The run is usually 3 to 4 weeks. We made it 6 weeks on Pirates of Penzance yeah. because we thought the demand would be that. And mm-hmm. Fortunately, the reviews have been fabulous on it. And so we hope that that's going to really work out.
That's marvelous. That's yeah. really wonderful. How do people get tickets for this?
All they have to do is call the theater box office. The telephone number there is 215-785-0100. 215-785-0100, and you can get tickets for whenever you like.
Now, again, how long is this running? Till April?
Till April 28th.
28th, okay.
Til April 28th.
April 28th, and then the new production starts?
The new production starts 2 weeks after that.
Now, what's on the agenda for another musical?
Next year, probably we're going to do something very light and frothy, like Little Shop of Horrors.
Okay. And the summer?
The summer, I'm putting together three summer musicales, I call them. The first one is Music of the 1970s. The second one is with a gentleman who stars with us all the time during the summer. He's an African-American performer. His name is Keith Spencer. He's going to do a piece with me based on African-American leading men throughout musical theater history. Right. Mm. And the last one is called Our Broadway Collection, which is standard Broadway material, the very best of that. And we have 6 to 8 singers in each one, plus our BRT concert band. And it's probably the most popular thing we do at the theater.
So that, again, is one of those dates, roughly?
The end of June. There's a concert in each month of June, July, and August. And they would just need to call the theater for the exact dates.
Okay.
And tickets are very reasonable.
So a pleasure speaking with you, Keith Baker, and I wish you luck. I hope that we can come up and see some of those performances.
You're certainly invited. You just let me know.
I will. Okay.
For a second listen to selected crossover interviews, visit WRTI.org. Crossover was produced by Jill Pasternak in the studios of WRTI Philadelphia for the WRTI Radio Network. This is Joe Hattie, Crossover's technical producer. Crossover is syndicated nationally by Global Media Group Incorporated. Thanks for listening.